Greetings, listeners. This is Andrew Lister, the writer and producer of the Shadowvane podcast, and I'm taking a moment out of the top of today's episode to simply say thank you. If you're listening to this episode, that means that you didn't give up on the Shadowvane podcast, and for not only myself, but my amazing, talented voice actors, that means everything to us. When we launched Shadowvane in August of 2014, 4 years ago, we had no idea how our audience would grow. As I mentioned in my lengthy blog post over at shadowvane.net entitled Back from the Brink, we've surpassed 130,000 downloads and listens over the lifetime of our podcast, which is a number that I thought we'd never see. This started as a bit of an experiment. I hadn't ever really done much work or writing in the genres of horror or science fiction, and I certainly had never tried podcasting outside of guest appearances on more talk-centric shows. And speaking honestly, I assumed I'd never get the momentum or drive to even finish our first story, Progenics Labs. And if I did manage it, I assumed no one would really care. We weren't, and still aren't, We're Alive or Welcome to Night Vale. We were just a show being written and produced by one person. That obviously wasn't the case, as we've managed to create something that fans have found interesting and exciting. And most importantly, we brought together a band of truly dynamic and amazing voice actors over the last 4 years. We definitely couldn't have done this show without each and every single one of them. And on my front, I figured out how to navigate Audacity and Reaper, how to account for music and sound effects, how to blend each element into a finished product each and every time. So when we stopped releasing regular episodes last year, I figured we might be done. It's over. Pod faded. However, I found that despite my busy life, which kept me from producing regular episodes and those of my voice actors as well, the excitement to keep going was still there. So tonight, we bring you a continuation of our current story, 1692 The Risen. This is a story that started as a half-assed novel draft for National Novel Writing Month, and it's really become something so much better being adapted to the radio drama format. You can expect not just this episode, episode 5, as part of our 4-year anniversary month, but also episode 6 later on in August. We'll be wrapping up with this story this year, and moving on to our third story. And not only that, we'll have more classic tales of terror, some original short stories, and other great surprises for 2018 and beyond. Once again, thank you all for listening. And if you enjoy the show, share us with your friends, your family, your coworkers. Now, without further ado, I think I hear the creepy voice lurking in the dark corner of my room. I'm just gonna go and let him take it over from here.
Welcome to the Shadowvane Podcast. Tonight, 1692 The Risen, Episode 5, Fever Dreams. Previously on 1692 The Risen.
Sarah Osborne, Tituba, wake up.
Is that Goody Osborne's?
Oh my God!
He has spoken to me, Marshal. He says you will come alone.
Oh dear God, what has Satan made you do, Tituba?
Master has given me great power, Marshal Herrick. Every time one of those little girls cry out, you bring me another woman to be his children.
I said back! Back, Sarah Osborne!
Eat, my pretty Sarah, but only a little. We do not want to damage the body too much.
Good people of Salem, we are gathered today to bear witness to the trial of Martha Carrier, who hath been condemned of committing the unholy sin of witchcraft.
She came back to Andover after some time away, a pitiful, rampant hag, one who constantly begged for money for her four children. She sends out her spirit to attack them, Your Honor.
Jealous, rotten liars!
Silence!
It said, Anne Putnam, beware the Witch of Andover. Clawed hands formed out of nothingness and reached for my throat.
Martha Carrier, I find you guilty of the crime of witchcraft. Please escort Goody Carrier to the jail, Mr. Herrick.
What is the matter with you?
My head.
You no longer serve the cult. You serve him now.
I believe what he needs now is rest.
John Willard brought you here. Dr. Griggs came over as soon as he could. He said you might have overexerted yourself, but they could find nothing physically wrong with you. Except...
Except what?
That scar on your chest.
My baby sister!
What has happened, child?
Little Faith... died tonight!
You not kind man like George Herrick. You a nasty man with an evil heart.
Get away! I'll kill you!
Oh! Help! Somebody please help Tituba! He's gone mad! He means to murder! Help!
My God! He's a man possessed! Rest. I'll go get you some water. Just lie still. Your Grace, we cannot simply put John Willard to death.
This court is upheld by me, and if I say the man deserves to hang, then he will hang! Find a replacement to work the jails, and have them keep a close eye on what takes place there.
Please, don't look at me that way. You know such looks hurt me.
And you know your brash decisions worry me.
Perhaps it is time we found someone with more fortitude to do such extensive work. If you'll excuse me.
I can't leave you without someone to watch the prisoners. I'll rest for a while longer, but I shall be at the jail by sundown for my usual guard duty.
You have chosen well. I will see you tonight.
Good people of Salem, thank you all for coming here today to Gallows Hill to bear witness to the executions of George Burroughs, Martha Carrier, and John Willard.
I know not to whence my soul will fly, but I'd rather exist anywhere than this hell.
What is to be done with the bodies? When shall we bury them?
The hanged will not be buried on holy grounds.
Willard was weak, and Master only wants the strong ones on his side. That's why he chose you, Marshal.
Who is this Master you keep referencing?
You will meet our Master soon enough, Marshal Herrick. Use that knife to cut them open and replace these within their bellies.
George Herrick, is that you?
Forgive me!
No, what are you... No! What are you doing?
What? What have I done? Lord! Please show me mercy!
My master, I call to you at this, the witching hour, to seek your guidance. The accused are now being hanged, and the dead are beginning to rise. George Headache, he works for you now. He is on his way now to raise more of our children. Revenge will soon be yours. I give you the sacrifice of the bones of a young infant. In the heart, in the liver, taken from a dying man. Grant me your dark powers to cast a haze over the minds of our enemies as they slumber. Show them the fate that they will soon face. The Putnam child has not yet felt the true suffering. Her sister's death is the only beginning of her torment. She cries out against the innocent man and woman of Salem. And soon, she shall cry for the release of death. Keep alive the bones, heed my call. Lend me the power to bind your thralls. Send out your spirits to infect their minds, to one by one enslave all mankind. Send forth dreams to shake their wheels, images of death and other unearthly thrills. Bind each as they lay, unknowingly in bed. Plant nightmarish corruptions within their heads.
It sure feels quieter now. I'm so sorry for what happened, Anne. I can't imagine how you and your family are coping.
Mercy, we need to practice what Mama and Papa told us to say tomorrow morning. Goody Proctor faces the court for sending her spirit after you at night while you were sleeping. You must be prepared for whatever they ask you.
Yes, you are right.
Give as many details that you can. I'll be there, and so will the other girls. We'll back you up. The court doesn't seem to pay much attention when the facts change, as long as we cry and pretend to be attacked near the end. We'll be rid of Goody Proctor once and for all.
Will Mary Warren be there as well? It would strengthen our testimony if the Proctor's own servant also cried her out for a witch.
Abigail Williams said she will make sure of it. Now, what if Judge Hathorne asks you to describe what you saw that night? What will you say?
I will tell them that her ghostly spirit flew into my window, and she laid her body down upon mine. She grew a second set of arms, thin and twisted like branches with sharp claws at the ends. She clutched my legs and my arms and breathed a foul, black smoke into my mouth.
Cotton Mather will love that! I don't think anyone has come up with that one before. He may use it in his next book. He'll be famous, Mercy.
And, Mercy, you had best be getting to sleep. I will wake you both when the sun rises.
Of course, Mama. I love you. Good night.
Do you ever feel nervous?
feel like what we're doing is wrong somehow?
We're doing God's work, Mercy. Better not to question it. Now get some rest. Good night.
Good night, Anne.
What is that noise? Mercy? Do you hear that too? Mercy! Wake up! Come on now! You always were a heavy sleeper, but now is not the time. Fine then. I'll go look myself. Mama?
Mama?
Papa?
Papa?
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that crying? House isn't this big. I should have passed Mama and Papa's room by now. What's going on? Mama? Papa? Where are you? Hallway. Where did that door come from? Mercy? Are you in here? Wake up! This is... Faith's room. This cannot be real. This isn't happening. It must be some trick, some witchcraft. Father put the crib away. There really is no crib, no crying child under that blanket. Yet, I have to be sure. Just one quick peek.
Where are you? gun? Is that a knife? And what is in your other hand? Is that Faith's? Oh my God. How could you? All of that blood. You're a monster. A murderer. Help! Mr. and Mrs. Putnam, come quickly!
Great up the minds of the court's officials as well. They led poor Tituba and many others to rot in the jail cell. They must pay for their actions.
Sir, your wife has sent me after you. She bid me remind you of the hour, and that you should retire soon and be better rested for your long day ahead.
Tell Martha that I shall come to bed shortly. I wish to finish a bit of writing and will be done before my taper burns itself down. You are dismissed for the night.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
I must carry on. Just need to finish my notes for tomorrow's trial. Just need
to stay awake and finish my no.
Strange. Weather seemed perfectly fine earlier. Must have forgotten to fasten the window latch.
What in God's name? Goody Carrier?
Look what you've done to me. To the other women rotting in the jails, and those whose necks you sent to break. Their blood is on your hands, Cotton.
This isn't real. I'm merely dreaming. You're dead. There's no way you're hanging from my chandelier.
The dead cannot be so easily cast aside and forgotten. You may bury us, but we will continue to rise from the cold ground. We will watch from the shadows. Until everything you have built, everyone you have ever loved, will burn in your own unholy hellfire. And as your world goes up in flames, those you have misused and sent to damnation will be laughing, waiting to devour your very soul when you are sent to hell.
In
the name of his divine spirit, I pray for strength in this time of need. Pardon me from my transgressions, and lend your holy servant your protections. Help cleanse my mind of this evil, and deliver us all from Satan's influences in the name of...
Your prayers fall upon deaf ears. God does not reside in Salem. It belongs to another now, one far more powerful. He will make you feel the pain you have caused so many others. If you can manage, you may want to try another one of those prayers of yours. Might as well do something in your last few waking moments.
Oh God, please don't do this. I'm sorry! I didn't want to do this. I was only doing God's work. Don't let me drop! I don't want to die!
God, Lucifer, they are both one and the same to him.
You can't. For the love of God, please! No! 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 Ah!
Thank you for listening to 1692 The Risen, Episode 5, Fever Dreams. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. The voice of Tituba is Shawnice Turner. The voice of Cotton Mather is Gene Michael. The voice of Ann Putnam is Viva Becker. The voice of Martha Carrier is Stacy Carpenter. The voice of Mercy Lewis is Haley C. McCarthy. Additional voices for this episode include Perry F. Bruns, Brian Nash, and Emily Salzer. 1692 The Risen is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information, visit our website, shadowvane.net. Email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter at shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ShadowvaneCast. To further support our show, leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to today's episode. Sam the Voice on iTunes says, "Love these stories, keep them coming." To help provide monetary support, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/ShadowVane. We'd like to extend a special thanks to our patrons, Dolores Schilling and Stacy Carpenter. We are also a member of the Questionable Endeavor Media Network. Visit questendnetwork.com for more shows like Tuning Japanese, the Rundown Wrestling Podcast, Raw Attitude Podcast, the Slasher Sanitarium, New Blood Rising, the Reanimator Podcast, Breakfast Lads Tribunal Podcast, Perilous Pretenders, and our newest show, And Sometimes There's Scotch, a horror movie review podcast. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. Until next time, dear listeners, until next time.
Hey, Yata, do you like anime?
I do like anime. What about you?
I love it!
Well, if you love it so much, why don't you marry it, you piece of shit?
We kind of did marry it.
We did.
By making a podcast?
It ain't a healthy marriage.
It controls our lives.
And that podcast is the Reanimator Pod. That's R-E-Animator Pod. And you can hear new episodes every Monday. And here's a little taste.
It's Alice in Wonderland meets Inception with an acid-infused EDM rave twist.
I like it.
Is what I wish I could say.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
I shot my low too early there. Hotaro then asked Yuma, "Are you turned on?" Not in that deep a register, but that's what she asked her.
Are you turned on?
Turned on yet? Well, guys, are you turned on yet? If not, I'll keep going.
All right. Today, we are going to start.
Well, we're going to start snoozing.
I tried to make a dramatic pause.